City Council Finance Chair Jan Markison said officials tried and tried to figure out how to build the 71,000-square-foot crime lab the police wanted, but...
With the best minds in town working day and night, we just haven't been able to come up with anything.
The crime lab, now about 60,000 square feet, is part of the new East Patrol campus and of a $78 million bond package the council approved. Jackson County legislators approved putting a sales tax for medical research on the November ballot. County Executive Mike Sanders said,
"This has more potential than any project I've seen before and probably any project I'm going to see in my lifetime."
But there's already an ad campaign against the tax, and transit proponents are worried that it would kill a future tax for commuter rail. Lenexa became destined to be a financial capital of the United States as electronic stock exchange Bats Global Markets announced plans to merge with Direct Edge, taking the number two spot away from NASDAQ and nipping at the heels of the New York Stock Exchange. A rewritten hard 50 sentencing law was ready for next week's Kansas special legislative session, but Attorney General Derek Schmidt said repercussions from its retroactivity would be around a long time.
That uncertainty is going to be sorted out in individual cases that are litigated over the next many years, and I think that reality is unavoidable.
Still, Schmidt says making it retroactive is the best way to protect existing hard 50 sentences that may have been invalidated by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Governor Brownback defied an open records request for the names of all the candidates for an appeals court judgeship to which he appointed a staff member. His office turned over the records with the names redacted. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster sued Walgreens after investigating deceptive advertising and pricing complaints.
More than 20% of the merchandise we purchased rang up at the register at a higher price than the price displayed on the shelf. To be specific, we made 205 purchases and we were overcharged 43 times.
Koster also opined this week that the tax cut bill Governor Nixon vetoed could require 3 years' worth of refunds if the veto is overridden. Kansas City was one of 60 cities where fast food workers went on strike for higher wages. Strike supporter Mike Bainham said low wages forced the workers onto public assistance rolls.
We're subsidizing McDonald's and Wendy's and churches by allowing them to pay substandard wages for the work that they receive.
Wrapping up the week, prosecutors charged 19-year-old Phoenix Van Kirk with shooting a tame deer, Ella, in the Elmwood Cemetery. It could cost him up to $1,000 and a year in jail. Senator Claire McCaskill announced that Kansas City has received a $20 million federal grant for the proposed downtown streetcar system. And Kansas City and the nation honored the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback called King a prophet.
The trouble for often people who are prophetic like he is that the words don't come true in their lifetime, but they will come true. And they do come true. And we're on the path for them to come true, not that they're there yet.
This is KCUR.